Hey, it's Sabine, with a quick message before we get started. One of the best parts of working on Brave Little State is that we get to talk to listeners like you when you send us your questions about Vermont and its people. We just couldn't make this show without you and your curiosity. Well, we also can't make this show without your support. And for this year's Public Media Giving Days on May 1st and 2nd, we're inviting you to make a donation to support everything you love about public media and about Brave Little State. Also, when you make a gift of $5 or more, we'll send you an exclusive Vermont Public sticker pack as our way of saying thanks. So head to bravelittlestate.org/donate to make your gift today. Thanks again for supporting Brave Little State and listener-powered public media.
I was talking to a question asker recently.
My name is Samantha Spano, and I'm from South Florida.
And where in South Florida are you from?
Port St. Lucie.
And we were talking about moving to Vermont.
Yes, yes. My boyfriend and I are very interested in moving to Vermont in the near future.
Samantha's question was,
what do I need to know about moving to Vermont?
It's a big question. And as I was trying to dissect it a bit, Samantha told me about a recent trip that she and her boyfriend took here to get the lay of the land.
We honestly, traveled, I would say, a good two-thirds of the state. We went all over Burlington.
And then she said this.
Montpelier. I laugh because I've been listening to your podcast and I've found out that I've been saying Montpelier wrong this whole time.
How did you say it before?
Montpelier.
It's an honest mistake. I mean, it is a French word. With apologies to the French language, our state capital is not pronounced Montpelier. Samantha now says Montpelier because that's how I say it, Montpelier. But then again, do I have it right?
Hi, this is Jean from Northfield. I believe it's Montpelier with an I sound, even though it isn't spelled that way.
Some of you weighed in.
I currently live in Burlington, and I think the capital of Vermont should be pronounced Montpelier.
So that's Montpelier, not Montpelier.
Not Montpelier.
Thank you.
Okay, maybe that one's a tomato-tomato pronunciation, but other names are more cut and dry. For example, there is no faster way to out yourself as a newcomer than by mispronouncing the city next to Montpelier, the one that's spelled B-A-R-R-E.
Barry. Not bar. Not at all. Barry, more like blackberry or blueberry. And this berry is known for its granite quarry.
So we are going to answer Samantha's question in full, eventually. We're compiling advice for her and her boyfriend for our next episode. But for today, we figured, you know what would be really useful? A comprehensive audio guide for all those tricky Vermont town and city names. So with your help, we made one. From Vermont Public Radio, this is Brave Little State. I'm Angela Evansy. Here on the show, we answer questions about Vermont that have been asked and voted on by you, our audience, because we think our journalism is better when you're a part of it.
Hi, this is Liz.
Hi there, my name is Aaron Warner.
Hi, I'm calling about the pronunciation guide.
Today, we're spinning off of Samantha Spano's original question to create something that we think will help newcomers and longtime Vermonters alike. We made a giant list of all the Vermont cities and towns with deceptive spelling and inexplicable idiosyncrasies, and asked you and our VPR colleagues how to say them.
So I live in Peacham, Vermont, and it's Peacham, not peach ham, like some sort of fancy hors d'oeuvre you might eat with, like, it's, you know, a peach wrapped in ham. It's Peacham.
Of course, it is Calais, not Calais.
Not Charlotte, Charlotte, as in I like you a lot.
And lest we overlook the name of this brave little state.
First of all, I don't think they've got down here Vermont. That's the way we say it, Vermont.
You can also search the guide at bravelittlestate.org. and tell us how you pronounce things as we continue to update it.
We pronounce. Don't even say it. Pronounce. We do not speak standard English.
We have support from VPR sustaining members. Welcome.
Thanks for listening to Brave Little State, where we have support from Horsford Gardens and Nursery, Charlotte. Local growers cultivating native trees, perennials, and flowering shrubs for spring planting. Helping visitors find inspiration with seasonal display gardens. Delivery and planting available. HorsfordNursery.com. And Sunset Lake CBD, a farmer-owned business crafting CBD products right here in Vermont. Learn more about their sustainable farming practices, delivery options, and how to support local farmers at sunsetlakecbd.com.
You might think that you don't need this guide because you've lived here a long time. But let me tell you, I grew up here, and there are some real sneakers on the Vermont map.
Hi, my name is Lacey Austin. I grew up in Vershire, V-E-R-S-H-I-R-E, and that's how we've always pronounced it, Vershire. Thank you. Have a great day.
Vershire? All this time, I've called it Vershire. But whatever you do, don't say Vershire.
Hi, Brave Little State. My name is Shelby, and I live in Middlebury.
Turns out even some of my own colleagues, who shall remain nameless, could use a guide from time to time.
Yesterday, I was driving around, and I heard on VPR the word Middlebury like 4 times in a row, and I thought, oh my gosh, have I been saying my town's name wrong all these years? I always say Middlebury.
Yeah, it's Middlebury. So join us as we meander around the state and examine a bunch of names in no particular order.
Hi, my name's Alicia. I live in North Bennington. I want to start with Berkshire. It's not Berkshire, it's Berkshire. That's how I've always said it.
So my mailing address is in Barnet, Vermont. Like it rhymes with darn it. Barnet, not Barnett. When I first moved here, it took me a little while to adjust that because I kept on wanting to say, like, Barnett, but it's Barnett.
Adamant. Ah, like apple. Adamant.
And then there is Mount Tabor, which I once got a speeding ticket going through. that is a speed trap. So mind the speed limit in Mount Tabor. I don't think it's Mount Tabor. Mount Tabor.
Barnard.
Goshen. Not Goshen. Go like go, not gosh golly. Goshen rhymes with motion, notion, ocean, lotion, potion. It's pronounced Goshen.
Townsend, with the emphasis on town, and the SH turns into a Z, so it's Townsend.
Beebe Plain. Never Beebe Plain. Beebe Plain. This is Chris, my husband, who was born in Canaan, Vermont, and is retired from U.S. Customs and Border Protection, coaches me on local pronunciations of Vermont's towns, villages, and gores, as well as quite a few places just over the border in Quebec.
And before we go too deep, a disclaimer. This is not a 100% comprehensive guide, because we've got like 50 names on our list out of 250-ish, and a lot of names have multiple pronunciations, depending on who's saying them and how long the speaker or their family has lived here. Take this one, sent to us by Kevin Rose, for the town spelled B-R-A-D-F-O-R-D.
Bradford, not Bradford. I grew up in Bradford, as did my family for generations before.
We put Kevin's pronunciation on the list of names we had posted online. And then we got another call.
Hi, this is Diana Moore. I'm a native Vermonter. I see a native Bradford person saying the pronunciation is Bradford, which is a wonderful Vermont dialect. But most of us, I think, say Bradford with the emphasis on Brad and Ferd, like F-E-R-D.
In fact, multiple people called to correct us on some of the pronunciations we had on that initial list.
Hi, I'm calling about the pronunciation guide for Corinth. Currently, it says it's Corinth, and that's not correct. It is not Corinth. It would be Corinth, like a C-U-R, Corinth. Corinth.
Sometimes there's some debate over the best pronunciation of a town. The town of Athens often sounds a lot like the Greek name Athens. But for families who've been around a while, they tend to go with Athens.
Same goes for the town of Westminster.
If your family's been around for a few generations, they tend to call it Westminster. But the rest of the state and newcomers go with Westminster, with the emphasis on West. Westminster. Now, there's also Westminster West, which is on the other side of town.
So this guide will help you avoid the most egregious errors. But there's a kind of hyper-local Vermont dialect that you can't really acquire.
I know you're looking for hard-to-pronounce towns and cities, but here's sort of the native pronunciation. Burlington, Berkshire, Hardwick, Milton, Swanton.
That was Matt Crawford saying, if you missed it, Burlington.
Burlington.
Berkshire.
Berkshire.
Hardwick.
Hardwick.
Milton. And I sort of say it this way, Milton.
Milton.
And Swanton.
Swanton.
Now, Matt says these are native pronunciations. But there's native, and then there's native. The people who are truly indigenous to this area are the Abenaki, or Abenaki, Native Americans. And they have their own names for many places.
This is Rich Holshue in Brattleboro giving you the Abenaki name for this place. That is Wantastegok, Wantastegok. Wantastegok means at the river where something is lost.
There aren't Abenaki names for every town. They more commonly describe waterways and mountains. Here's educator Jesse Bowman Bruchak.
Askaskwiwadzowak, the Green Mountains. Indakina, our homeland. Bitaobak, Bitaobagok, the waters between Lake Champlain.
Though for one place at least, the Abenaki name is known by all.
Winooski is an Abenaki word, direct from the original language. Winooski. In Abenaki, it would be Winooski, W-I-N-O-S-K-I. The O has an O sound. It means onion land.
While we're talking about roots, I will say that mine are in Addison County. So I know that those towns are pronounced Panton, not Panton, Shoreham, not Shoreham, Waltham, not Waltham, and Leicester. Not Leicester or Leicester or Leicester.
And then Vergennes. I'm assuming that Vergennes is probably French, but I don't know any other way to say it except Vergennes.
Vermont is not France. Montpelier is not Montpellier. And Calais is not Calais.
It is Calais, Calais, not Calais, or some other French pronunciation. And I know because I live here.
In the little town of Calais in Maple Corner, there's a place called the Whammy Bar, which is the best music venue of its size anywhere in central Vermont. That's Maple Corner, Calais.
Charlotte, not Charlotte. Charlotte, as in I like you a lot.
My name is Emily Krasnow, and my hometown is Charlotte, Vermont. A lot of people say Charlotte who are generally not from Vermont, and that's okay. Sometimes I say it that way when I'm ordering something and need to say the town that I'm getting it delivered to.
Berlin. You stress the burr. It's not like the city in Germany.
And in Rutland, we don't say our middle or final consonants. So it's Rutland.
Averill. A like hay or stay.
Enosburg. Enos rhymes with Venus. Is that what you thought I was going to say? Are there any other fun ones?
I'd like to instruct you about Queechee, okay? Queechee is often pronounced Keechee. It is Queechee. That Q-U sound as in quick, not Q-U as in French way, K.
Next I have Facetown. Facetown, not, I don't know how else you'd pronounce that.
Faiston is a town with no main street or village in the Mad River Valley.
Wolcott, not never, Walcott. Wolcott is on Route 15. It's in Lamoille County, I believe. You can say Wolcott, but if you really want to sound local, it's Wolcott.
This is for VPR's Town Pronunciation Project. I grew up in Wolcott, Vermont.
Worcester would be pronounced Worcester if you pronounced it phonetically, but Worcester is how you say it. I live in Worcester. I'm taping myself in Worcester, saying Worcester. It's a lovely town.
You're listening to Brave Little State's best effort at a pronunciation guide for Vermont's most challenging town and city names. When we come back, we'll do some more.
This episode of Brave Little State has support from Vermont Fish and Wildlife, conserving our grasslands with public support through the Vermont Habitat Stamp. Learn more at vtfishandwildlife.com.
It's Brave Little State. I'm Angela Evansee. Today, we are cataloging the preferred, if illogical, pronunciation of Vermont's most tricky towns and cities. A quick recap, if you only take a few names from this episode, it is Calais, not Calais, Charlotte, not Charlotte, and Wolcott, not Walcott. And the list goes on.
Hey, this is Bill Morris, currently of the mighty metropolis of Burlington, but born and raised in the kingdom.
The Northeast Kingdom, in the upper right-hand corner of our state. We've got a whole nother episode about what makes that region special. There's a link in our show notes.
And I wanted to point out that the town of Irisburg is pronounced as though the name of the flower, Iris, is in it, rather than Irisburg, as it might seem. Yep, that is my contribution.
Alberg, Al like pal.
Topsom, not Tops Ham or Tops Shum, Topsom. The second syllable is clipped, so it almost sounds like there's no vowel. And I know this because the fiddle player in my college band is from Topsom, so Jake, if you're listening, I hope I made you proud.
Ascutney, just like a cutney.
Coventry is a town in the Northeast Kingdom that looks like maybe it's supposed to be pronounced Coventry, but it's Coventry. And Coventry is famous for hosting a big fish show back in 2004.
I do realize that some of these pronunciations are easier to register if you can see how the town is spelled. Like, there's one town that on paper looks like Whittingham, but it's actually said Whitingham.
Whitingham has an emphasis on the first syllable, white. Whitingham.
And then this other town has a silent D?
Guildhall is in the Northeast Kingdom, too, right on the border with New Hampshire, and it really is pronounced Guildhall, even though there's a D in the name. So Guildhall, not Guildhall.
Then we've got the town that looks like it should be Tynmouth, but it's not.
Tynmouth. You say the myth like with.
Another town that I live close to is Pownall. That's actually on the way to the Berkshires. Pownall.
Hey, this is Emmett Mosley. And I grew up just down Hinman Settler Road from the town of Orleans in Orleans County. And it's pronounced Orleans. Not really sure how else you would do it, but I guess if you wanted to go real out on a limb, you might say Orléans or something like that, but it's pronounced Orleans.
Bombazine. Bomb like, well, bomb.
Groton, not Groton. Groton. Gra, like crawdad.
And then there is St. Albans. I don't know how else you would say that, but it's St. Albans. That's how I've always said it.
I don't know. I feel like some people say it Snalbans.
Hi there. My name is Aaron Warner. I live in South Burlington, Vermont, but I grew up in the town of Woodford, just east of Bennington. And that's how you pronounce it. It's Woodford, not Woofford, but Woodford.
I'm sure there are many more names we could add to our list. If you've got one, please get in touch. And maybe we'll branch out across our borders, too. Like, over in New Hampshire, it's Lebanon, not Lebanon. Meanwhile, in Canada...
So the way that you pronounce Sherbrooke, if you're an English speaker, is Sherbrooke. Like, you're sure that it's a brook. And if you're a Quebecois, you would pronounce it Sherbrooke. Sherbrooke. Anyway, it's my 2 cents.
All in time.
All right. I love your show. Bye.
Thank you.
Ciao.
That is what I have to say. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the show. And thanks to Samantha Spano for inspiring this special episode. We've got an interactive pronunciation guide and more Abenaki place names up at our website, bravelittlestate.org. While you're there, you can ask your own question about Vermont, vote on the one you want us to tackle next, and sign up for the BLS newsletter. We are on Instagram and Twitter at BraveStateVT. Thanks to everyone who shared their expertise for this guide. Aaron, Alicia, Bill, Casey, Chris, Diana, Emily, Emmett, Haley, Jean, Jesse, Kevin, Lacey, Liz, Mark, Matt, Morgan, Sally, Shelby, and Rich. And thanks to my VPR colleagues, Abigail Giles, Anna Van Dyne, Howard Weiss-Tisman, John Dillon, Nina Keck, and Pete Hirschfeld. Our digital producer, Elodie Reed, helped wrangle this project, and we worked off a list first compiled by Jane Lindholm. This episode was edited by Lynn McRae and produced by me, with engineering support from Peter Angish. Our theme music is by Ty Gibbons, other music by Blue Dot Sessions. Brave Little State is a production of Vermont Public Radio. We have support from VPR's sustaining members. If you're a fan of the show, you can make a gift at bravelittlestate.org/donate. We really can't do this work without you. I'm Angela Evansy. We will be back soon with more people-powered Vermont storytelling. Until then, remember, be brave, ask questions.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.